Welcome back to Durango Digs on AM 1240 KDGO and 98.3 FM. Jack Llewellyn with the Durango Chamber of Commerce. And a big shout out, by the way, to my staff. On Wednesday of this week, and we're pre-recording it, so I could say today, but anyway, Wednesday was National Local Chamber of Commerce Appreciation Day.
Very cool.
So I even brought my staff flowers and some chocolates this morning just to say thank you to Kim and Jennifer and Madison, and it's a team effort, and I get all that, but yeah, so if you see one of them out there, you know, tell them thanks.
Definitely tell them thanks and give them a big hug. It's a lot of work to be a part of this.
You imagine what it's like working for me? I mean, that
I'm
alone.
Sure, it's interesting.
Good answer. Yeah, interesting. Yeah, you know, well, as I've been told, sometimes you think you're funny and you're not. All right.
You're pretty funny.
Shifting over to the YPODs, Joseph Kuzma from the YPODs, you're the current board president.
I am very blessed.
Again, thank you for doing that. But the Folliday Party, which I love that name.
Yeah.
Folliday Party coming up on November 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
I know we talked a little bit about it in the first break. And we looked up Skyview Casino.
Alicia. Yes.
Alicia
is our point of contact. And she has been fantastic helping me facilitate this. So shout out to her. If you haven't seen the video we just did with Skyview a week ago, check that out. Share it for us.
Yeah.
Get some eyes on it.
Yeah, absolutely. And so the evening's going to involve, it's $20 if you're a YPOD member,
correct.
$40 for non-members,
correct.
From 6:30 to 9:30.
Perfect.
Again,
yep.
On November 3rd, see if I remember everything. Bowling.
It's going to be in the bowling alley.
Mm-hmm.
We have food catered. They have an amazing restaurant and catering staff, so we're getting top quality on all of that, plus two drink tickets, and
mm-hmm.
then open bar. So after that, if you want more than that, great. And if you are wanting more than that, I would highly recommend using the discounted room rates that the Skyview Casino is giving us for this event. Beyond that, you can do hot tubbing, enjoy the pool. The casino's open all evening. There's bars open. Great time. So please check it out.
Yeah, what an evening of fun and again, entertainment. I can guarantee you there'll be lots of laughs.
Lots of laughs.
Especially if I go and bowl.
Yes, we'll probably be all laughing at each other because unless you're a professional bowler, it's going to be fun.
Do not bet Von Morris.
Oh, yes. And Von, shout out. You better be coming because we know you like to bowl, and there's some YPODs who want to challenge you, I'm sure.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, the smackdown's going to occur. So I want to ask you, what are some of the things that, two-part question, that you really value being a YPOD? And what have you learned being a YPOD over this last year with all the different events you've had?
Yeah, so one of the things I very much value is the feeling of welcome that I received when I first went to some of the YPOD events. I just felt this sense of belonging right away. And I, again, have had experience with other young professional groups. And so it was really nice to have that mentality. That was the cornerstone of what it means. In addition to that, all the different professional development programs and events that we have are geared to helping you develop yourself as a person, to engage with our community members, and to really learn more about how you can be a better you.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's most important, especially professionally.
Yeah.
So we provide all these opportunities and events and programs that are geared towards doing that for you.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting, too, just the and I tell people, if you go to an event, and so the YPODs or after hours, just make a goal of meeting two new people.
Absolutely. And I've also asked my board to make sure if you are new, they're going to already connect with you.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking for those who are new, want to connect them with different groups, whatever your interests are. If you love biking, we have a biking group. If you like hiking, all sorts of different things. So we want to make sure that when you walk in the door, you feel welcome, you feel engaged. And by the time you leave, you'll have created those friendships that will probably last your life.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know, so I want to ask you, because this was brought up at the conference I went to, and having, like, when you're doing, let's say, the professional, the financial series, and, you know, things of that nature, have you ever thought, and this is off the cuff question, you ever thought about providing babysitting services, because that was one of the things that they talked about. They said a lot of us have young families.
Absolutely.
And when we have, when we've had babysitting available, our numbers went up because the YPOD knew that their kid was just in the room next door.
Yeah, that's not something we've thought about. I know it is something in this area that a lot of people are seeking.
Yeah.
So I would probably talk to some of the nonprofits, connect mm-hmm. with them that are already doing those services,
yeah.
and see if we can create a partnership for some of our bigger events. So if a yep. parent wants to come out and they have kids, they can bring them
sure.
and have that nice little area. And I yeah. think that's a great idea. I've yeah. never thought of that. So.
Yeah, well I know, and I just brought it up because I'm like, I got to remember to tell you this.
Yeah.
And I obviously just remembered and put you on the spot, but I know you do not want me being a babysitter, you know, because I just can't keep up with them young kids anymore. I'm not even a grandpa yet, so it's one of those things that I look forward to, mm-hmm. but absolutely with YPOD's young professionals. So again, where can they find more information?
Yeah, if you're following young professionals, you definitely want to do that on our social media. That's going to be Facebook and Instagram. We're growing those channels really big and connecting with our community. Check those out because that's the most updated. In addition, we partner with the Chamber and they're awesome of giving us a presence on their website. And also in their calendars, we're in every single thing. We're in all their different promotional things. So make sure to just keep your eye out. If you are involved with the Chamber, you're definitely going to see our stuff. And if not, engage and connect with us and set up a meeting with myself and be happy to talk to you more about what Young Professionals yes. is all about.
Well, Joseph, thank you so much for taking the time to do the radio. We got a quick break coming up, and then we'll be back with more Chamber with Kim Euler, Chief Operating Officer. I'll be bringing her in. We're going to be talking about our upcoming Durango Rocks and denominations. So thank you again for everything you do.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jack.
We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Durango Digs on AM 1240, KDGO 98.3 FM. Stay tuned.